plate a potential nugget.
The other theme that came up, which got my attention, was warmth versus competence.
Yes. You know,
one of the themes I'm curious about is how leaders navigate transitions. And one of the transition situations is when you sort of start a new role in a company. You know, very often I get into discussions with leaders about how they need to think about, you know, Michael Watkins of IMD, who's done a lot of thinking in this space, talks about the arrival posture, you know, how people perceive you as you come in. What's your take? Amy Cuddy says warmth first and Bob Cialdini says competence first. So I was trying to make sense of the two and get some perspectives on how you think about the two.
Well, it's ironic that Amy Cuddy would say warmth first because, of course, she did the research with Susan Fiske that talks about the trade-off between warmth and competence. I would say competence first.
Mm.
I agree with my friend Bob Cialdini. I think he's wise on this.
And can you bring it to life for us in the way it plays out in people's lives and the kinds of mistakes you see people making?
I think the mistakes that people make go to the discussion we were just having. So Herminia Barra, who now teaches at London Business School, has an article in the Harvard Business Review about authenticity from many years ago, in which a woman is appointed to a leadership role in a pharmaceutical firm. And the woman, who I think suffers a little bit of imposter syndrome or whatever, goes in and basically tells the people that she's now been appointed to lead, that she's not sure, you know, kind of why she got the job, and she's not sure that she's really going to be good at the job, and basically signals a bunch of, you know, self-disclosure of, in quotes, vulnerability. And of course, it did not work out well for her. Don Quixote is a lovely figure in literature, but to say, Deepak, you're engaged in a quixotic, you know, endeavor is not going to be a compliment. People want to associate with winners. People want to associate with success. Nobody says, oh my God, this company's going bankrupt. We need to, you know, give them more money. I need to go work for them because I can turn them around. I mean, people want to be associated, and you see this again, to use a name that's already come up, with Donald Trump. Many of the never Trumpers, once he became president, said, oh, I guess I changed my mind. You know, people want to be associated with power and success. And so to the extent you do not convey power and the likelihood of your success, people are not going to want to work with you or for you. People will leave the organization, etc. So, it's kind of sometimes this is called the flywheel effect, which can operate in a positive or a negative direction. And I'm sure in your experience, you've seen both.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com.